The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has signed an order offering a family of international protection applicants €10,000 to drop their asylum claim and return home. It will apply for a limited time to those who applied for asylum before September the 28th and who are waiting on a decision by the authorities. The amount for an individual applicant would be €2,500. At the moment, each person receives €1,200, each family gets €2,000. The Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon, described the move as a right-wing dog whistle. But speaking to reporters in Dublin, the Taoiseach defended it.
To me, it's a very effective one of a number of measures. If people are on, seeking asylum, but their hearts know that they're not going to receive it, it could be economic migrants or whatever. The idea of giving people a helping hand to return or to reintegrate where they return to makes sense to me. Both for the individuals concerned, but also for the broader system here in terms of the costs incurred. People could be a year or two in various unsatisfactory accommodation from their own perspective. And the idea of I think it makes a lot of sense to have a voluntary return system as an option to people to return to where they came from, but crucially to give them supports to reintegrate and maybe to give them a start in life if they're returned.
That's the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. Well, Nick Henderson is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. He's on the line now. Nick Henderson, how would you describe this move?
We're not against voluntary return, and we're particularly not against what's described as assisted voluntary return, which is done through the International Organization for Migration. But we do have very significant concerns about these proposals because they seem to be directed at people who have not come to the end of their international protection process, but who are still in that process.
Well, they're for people who have not yet begun an appeal. If someone is in the middle of an appeal, it won't apply to them.
Well, exactly. So they're still in the international protection process. There's two parts to it. Somebody makes the application. They received a first instance decision from the International Protection Office. If that's unsuccessful, then they have a right of appeal, a statutory right of appeal. Mm-hmm. So we would be very concerned about anything that tries to coax or lure or somebody to drop their application for asylum. It's a fundamentally important decision. It's going to decide whether or not they are returned to where they fear persecution. Mm. And it's inappropriate to try and interfere with people's decision-making in this way, we believe. At the end of the process, voluntary return is obviously more favourable than a forced deportation, which involves the scenes that we saw at City West in June when kids were taken to the airport instead of going to school. So voluntary return per se we're not against, but in the middle of the process we would be.
The Department of Justice says that this year, up until September the 19th, actually, just gone past, there that 1,159 people left this country by way of voluntary return, and that's up nearly 130% compared to the same period last year. Does that say that those 1,159 people shouldn't have come here?
No, not at all. Somebody has a right to apply for international protection. They go through a very rigorous decision-making process, which is a very tough decision-making process, and also living in very difficult circumstances. The fact that somebody is unsuccessful in their application should not mean that they never had a right to apply in the first place. We're working with people every day who may fit the Refugee Convention, but may not. It's a very narrow definition that people often struggle to fit their application within. So it doesn't mean that somebody was wrong to make an application in the first place at all.
Thank you very much indeed. Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. It's 8:56.